then Pastor John will give us a message titled The Churches. Second Corinthians are the letters that was written by Paul and given to the people in Corinth. So the place that is called Corinth was really very important because there is a connecting one. There was a whole bunch of problems. So there was the Corinth was actually made so that people can kind of avoid this very dangerous part. So it was very important. And then the Corinth was the place where lots of sexually is corrupted. Lots of idol worshiping, New York, LA, Las Vegas, Seoul, Tokyo, it's all combined. Then there was the church. Then there are lots of problems. Then some people will follow Paul, Peter. I'm more like Jesus Christ. And lots of people are having all these problems individually as a group. So they were like full of the problems. So to these kind of people, the 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians were given as a letter. So as the member of the church, people of the church, the problems of the sexual part and the problem of the idol worshiping, when really God sees, is that that's the church where the God is really with. For in our perspective, there's no morals and they're impure, dirty. They might really say like that, but all the people were selected by God. All the people. So the Lord is the same. Therefore, that's the church is also the community. So what is the most important thing about church is the Christ as the head of the church. Then because we have just one head, and then we can actually be the team. And because of many reasons, there are lots of disputes. Because the cultures are different, languages are different, and people are different. Then if you really think like that, and then even in your household, there's no one who can actually fit with yourself. And a church, yes, it's supposed to be a church, so it should be the same. Let's do that. Let's be one. But so this church is the place where we actually worship the triune God. Even before the creation, God really called you by calling your name. And we are all called as the part of the body of Christ. Then that's why the Jesus Christ is with me through the Holy Spirit. Then this unity. Matthew 16:16. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's because of this one confession. All the people differently will be taking the part of us, the church. The God, the Christ is the head. All the problem, the sin have been really... So the essence of the church is that you have the oneness in the Jesus Christ. When your bones are actually connected, joined appropriately, then you're healthy. So if there's any disputes and all this kind of breaking down within the church, then who will be really hurting, get hurt? That's only Jesus. Because of all the disbeliefs, all the complaints, and all these things, when you really fight, you have to remember this. It's not really about you actually aching this person. You're actually hurting Jesus Christ. It's obviously the work of Satan. So you really have to know that all the time. Because the head of the church is the Jesus Christ. So they get together, then what are they going to do? The church is the place where you actually receive that grace. That's what you have to think first. Because to the church, you shouldn't bring any of the rules outside. Because there are the rules of the God's kingdom. As a gospel church, it's not really following the rules that was really made by the Pastor Shin, but by the rules of the God's kingdom. So if you really say that you have the problem inside of the church, then it's about the atmosphere, it's about the church, the cultures and all that, but it's not really. Because this as a gospel church is the motto of the. You really have to glorify God. You really have to have that this kind of thing in your mind. You really want to glorify God more and more. Then that's what you really have to serve for that. Then your household is also the church. If you can't really do anything in the family, then how exactly can you control over the department that you actually got? You should really follow the God's rule, and then you really got to do the God's things in the house, in your region, in your department, in your ministry. You all have to think, how exactly can we really have one? So it's a revival. All this department that you've been given, how exactly can you really have that oneness? Acts 2:42-47. Please read it later. You have the one heart. Then you share every day. Every day they put their heart all together. You share the. So God will really add all these 3,000, 5,000 people daily. So what kind of attitude should you really have? How can you really have this oneness? Not only you, but you really have to think about others. Among you guys, you should really have that kind of mindset. Jesus Christ didn't really think about how she can actually do. So your attitude should be something that you always think about others. The elders are always look for all the people, because we could really find that Deacon Inobe. You should really look around you. Every day you really have to contact, you have to communicate, you have to pray for them. Ephesians 4:2-6. It's 1:1:1. 1 Corinthians 12:12-16. It's not like you or you and me and me. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Please give me the heart to really forgive. this person. It's already like, please change that person. You should really be the one who will forgive. I don't match with that person. Please change that person. Please change me so that I can serve that person. I can love that person. I can really support that person. Please give me the grace for that. That's how you can actually be oneness. Galatians 6:2. And Proverbs 27:17. It says, the iron sharpens iron. All these burdens, all these things, they should really meet. And then you should really say, when you really pray, then they should really be the one. Then God will really change us so that we can actually love each other. John 15:12-13. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You should really take actions. I can't really love that person. You have to pray. Please give me that heart of love. Friday, Rebecca and Sarah, I met Elena. I had lunch with them. Then I was talking about marriage. I was talking about the person that Rebecca said, what should we do? I pray. I'm praying for the marriage. Oh, good. Then what should we do? Should I do? God, if I marry with this man, then please give me my heart. If this is not, he's not the one, then don't give me the heart for him. Please give me the heart to love the person. Then God is not going to give you the heart of the love. If you really pray to God, and then God will be the one who really give the heart of that and change your heart. You really have to pay attention to the people in the region, also in your department as well. You just need to pay attention to them. You really have to show all your love to these people because they have the faith and they come to church. You should really have to pay attention to all these people around you in your region and in your department. Thank you, God. Please give me all this heart to really look up, take care of all these regions and the department. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.